We'll get started. One additional housekeeping item today. I just wanted to remind everyone to please make sure that they got their committee assignment requests filled out and to Karen before you leave today. That would be very helpful so that we can get those done and going. We'll start in this morning with the small mesh multi-species report. I will turn it over to David Gaethel.
Morning, everybody. The whiting document is behind tab 6. Basically, what we're here to do today is to approve a notice of intent, which is the only document here. Trust everybody's read it. Just for the people that are listening along at home, I'd read part of this into the record so that people know what we're talking about. The summary, at the request of New England Fisheries Management Council, this notice announces a control date that may be applicable to, but not limited to, limits on the accumulation of excessive control or ownership of fishing privileges and qualifying landings history for an allocation-based management program in the small mesh multi-species fishery. This notice is intended to promote awareness of possible rulemaking, provide notice to the public that any future accumulation of fishing privilege interests in the small mesh multi-species fishery may be affected, restricted, or even nullified, and to discourage speculative behavior in the market for fishing privileges while the Council considers whether and how much such limitations on accumulation of fishing privileges should be developed. Interested participants should locate and preserve records that substantiate and verify their ownership of control of small mesh multi-species permits and other fishing privileges, as well as silver and offshore hake, collectively known as small mesh multi-species, landing histories in federal waters. And this is also what's known as a control date notice. The next paragraph goes on to describe that the date will be put in there. And there's a fuller explanation on pages 2 and 3 that goes into detail. So basically, this is a notice of intent that the council would issue through the Federal Register to tell people that we're getting ready at some date in the future to do what would be known as a limited access amendment for small mesh multi-species. So if anybody has any questions or comments, both Andy and I are here to answer them.
Council? Terry?
If we put this date in, what would happen to the date that we had put in previous to this? Does that go away or does that stay? Or?
That goes away. That date is roughly 2003. In general, control dates further out than 5 years are considered to be what they call stale, which may mean they're not defensible. So this would be a new date telling people that we're once again considering limited access.
Anyone else on the council? Go to the audience. Any questions, comments? Back to the council, Dave.
Okay, so I would make a motion to approve the notice of intent for small mesh multi-species.
That was not a committee motion.
That is not a committee motion. The committee is not met.
We have a second. It's Tom Dempsey. Discussion on the council. I'll go to the audience again. Andy?
Yeah, just clarification. This is a control date notice, instead of a notice of intent.
Gene.
Yeah, I think that the actual APA Administrative Procedure Act term is advance notice of proposed rulemaking. So notice of intent we usually use with for NEPA documents. So if you're intending this to be like other control dates that we've published, it would be an advance notice of proposed rulemaking.
That's fine. Kevin, could you make that change? Because, like I said, I'm not up on the legal terminology here.
Thank you. I'll go to the audience again. Any comments on this? Back to the council. Call the question. All those in favor? Sixteen in favor, opposed, abstentions. Motion carries 16-0-0. Dave?
That's all I have.
That's great. On time and ahead of schedule. On budget and ahead of schedule. Okay. I'm sure that groundfish will catch us up. Terry?
Good thing we started early. As usual, Tom and Fiona have been extremely busy, and there are a large number of materials behind tab 3, and I want to highlight the committee and the PDT summaries for today's discussion. Since our last council meeting, the PDT's met three times and the committee twice. Despite that, there's still a significant amount of work that needs to be done before our vote in November, and we have two more committee meetings next week, a wrap and a gap meeting, and I don't know how many times the PDT are going to be meeting. We all know the committee's been focused on framework work, and there are a large number of issues that are well developed. Tom's going to run through them all, but I'm going to highlight them, as well as a few issues yet to be addressed. The committee's made pretty good progress on the 2015 ABCs and ACLs. We've talked about options for the scallop fishery sub-ACLs, options for mitigating low catch levels, portions of FC monitoring provisions, adjustments to groundfish AM timing based on for certain stocks. But still to be addressed are the at-sea monitoring coverage requirements, the wreck measures, southern New England windowpane flounder AMs for all gears, and the scallop fishery yellowtail flounder windowpane flounder allocation amounts. Tom has got a presentation to kind of bring us all up to speed where we're at on the framework and provide us a little bit of information on the closed area technical team that was formed and has held a couple of meetings so far to begin the work on the closed area management. So I'm going to turn it over to Tom, and following his presentation and any questions, I've got around 10 committee motions for the council's consideration.
Thank you, Terry. I'm going to give a kind of a short overview of what's in Framework 48. You might want to turn to your binders. The draft document is in there. I should say the draft measures are in there. It's in your binder, document number 3. And the motions will go in the order of the document. My presentation won't. So I'm just going to try and give an overview of where we're at on some of the management measures. So Terry already mentioned we've got a number of things that are fairly well developed. The OFLs and ABCs and ACLs we are working on. We now have the ABCs from the SSC. They gave us those.